This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There has been, depending on how you count, something like $4.5 trillion in federal pandemic relief budgeted in the past 2 years. And as we know, that money went everywhere, including higher education. $76 billion for all kinds of things, from COVID tests to direct aid for students. Not all of it, though, has been spent. So today, the Department of Education offered suggestions on how colleges can put some of what they've got left to use, including toward mental health. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that.
Rama Thaherswali is 42 years old. She has 3 kids and is graduating next month from the Community College of Baltimore County. She's taken 6 years to get her associate's degree and says she sees her fellow students getting stressed by the idea that they have to make it through school quickly.
Like, it makes you feel like, oh my God, I need to finish within this time frame. But it does not have to be on the expense of your mental health.
Thaherswali is studying behavioral health counseling, and she is a big fan of counseling.
In this day and age, everyone needs a therapist, honestly. And even therapists need therapists.
Thaherswali got connected with her own therapist through her school, which used some of its federal COVID relief money to buy a subscription to the mental health platform Togetherall. It's an anonymous online network where students can vent any time of day. The U.S. Department of Education is providing ideas for other things schools can spend money on, such as text-based counseling or suicide prevention training. Here's Education Secretary Miguel Cardona.
Our universities understand that their role is also to meet the students where they are. Some of that is academic, some of that is non-academic, and it's mental health.
But the COVID relief funds are a one-time thing. And Bryce McKibben of the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice at Temple University says both schools and the federal government need to make long-term investments in mental health.
If institutions don't address student success, they're not going to be able to succeed long-term as institutions.
And McKibben says schools are competing with each other to find mental health counselors who are in high demand. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.